Coach Gregory, how are you?
Tony, I'm doing great. How's everything out there?
Well, I hope Coach Izzo's not mad at me for having you on, because I'm beyond chatting with you. I tell you what, you're doing some recruiting in the area. You probably have one of the best players in the state who is verbally committed to Dayton, and that's LaDonte Hinton. I know because of NCAA rules, you can't talk much about that until he signs. Am I correct in that?
That is correct. I can confirm that we're recruiting him and so forth. But you can't talk about any player until he signs. But our recruiting has gone well. We have actually three players on our roster from the state of Michigan. Devin Searcy is one of our seniors. He's from Romulus. Paul Williams is a junior. He's from Renaissance High School in Detroit. And then we have Devin Oliver, who is from Kalamazoo. He's a freshman, won a state championship out there last year, was the MVP of the state tournament, and he's going to be a special player for us. So if Izzo can come into Dayton and get Adrian Payne, I'm still pissed at him for that. I can sneak into Michigan every once in a while and get a couple players.
Well, I had called you to talk recruiting, but before we do that, let's talk about the basketball the environment that you've helped extend and even enlarge at Dayton. When you got there, they had been doing pretty well, and I think you've taken it to another level, making it a top 25 program and an NCAA team, and now you're getting these players that are being recruited from teams from all over the country.
Well, I think, I had a pretty good blueprint to follow, in the time with Judd, and then obviously the 10 years with Coach Izzo. You have to recruit high quality players. And the thing is, there's a piece that some don't go with, but I know Coach does, and so do we. It's also got to be high character kids, and that way you can drive them, you can demand a lot out of them in every aspect of their life, and they usually are very successful on the court. You look at the success that he's had, has no comparison, really, other than maybe one or two other programs in the country. And we have made some strides. We've been in the top 25 each of the last 3 years and won 75 games during that stretch. And that's been once all the players that we've recruited, have got here. And it is a mindset, the way we play, you see a lot of similarities to the green and white, which is a fun way to play. And so guys like it. And we have a great situation here, the atmosphere, the environment, great support, great academics as well. So we have a pretty good package to sell. And the one thing is, in the recruiting, we don't want to take a backseat to anybody, so we're going to be, aggressive in that, and it's worked out pretty good. I have a great staff that does a tremendous job in the recruiting in terms of selling the system and selling the vision that we have for each individual player.
I'd like to be in a chair in the room when you and Tom Crean at Indiana and Tom Izzo are sitting next to each other recruiting the same guy. That would prove for an interesting conversation.
Well, I got all the dirt on those guys, I got all the dirt, but, obviously there are different, each player has to find the best fit for them, and we've been able to really pinpoint some guys where, like maybe a smaller environment is better, and maybe playing right away as a freshman is a higher priority. So we may have a better situation for some, but we've been able to find guys that have really fit our system well and really believe in what we're doing.
So as opposed to going in and saying, don't go to one of those big boys. They've got better facilities, bigger facilities. They may travel a bit more, but you could say, we think we're playing a top-notch schedule, and even though we're a smaller school, we can help you grow as a player.
Well, I think, it's all based on the individual, and that's one of the first things we try to figure out is what their objectives are in terms of the recruit. What's their priority list? And, we try to match up what we have with those type of recruits. and we can't recruit everybody. No one can. And you got to find guys that fit and really where their goals and objectives match ours. And so, you know, different guys want different things. And the key in recruiting is to find good enough players that want the stuff that you have to offer. We have, you know, great facilities and so forth. You know, our thing is to make sure that our players don't want for anything, and in terms of they don't feel like they're shortchanging playing at a big time level, but getting some positives and maybe playing at a school, you know, with only 7,000 students. So it is a little different. But like I said, I'm really pleased where we're at in terms of the type of quality of player and person we're bringing in.
Brian, I find it interesting that last year you found a way to keep in touch with the state of Michigan as well as this year. Last year you played Ferris State. This year you've got Grand Valley as an exhibition game. It's just a way for you to keep some lines of communication open in the state of Michigan.
Well, you know, back when I was at Oakland, it was in the GLIAC as a Division II school, so I have a soft spot in my heart for all those schools over there, and you know, we play Findlay, that's out of Ohio, that's now in the GLIAC, and with the success that Grand Valley's had, and Findlay, I think, is preseason number one in the country, Grand Valley, I think, is top 10, I told our staff, I'm just hoping to get a split in the exhibition games, you know? I mean, those are good teams. They play good basketball, well-coached, got guys that are good players, so for exhibition, I think that's one of the best things that NCAA ever did was allowing the Division I schools to play these Division IIs in their exhibition. It's good for all the parties involved.
Coach, are you glad to see the NCAA tournament expanding?
Yeah, I am. You know, sometimes as a, you know, I know it's a football term, but a non-BCS league, I would have liked it expanded even more because I think it would not dilute the quality of play in that tournament. The logistics, I think, is one of the biggest challenges. But, you know, our arena, which has hosted as many NCAA tournament games as any arena in the country, you know, was awarded that first four. You know, we'll have those four games. And for this community, what a great accomplishment. And it's, you know, the NCAA tournament starts in Dayton, Ohio, which is kind of neat for us.
How often do you talk to coaches, though, and has he gotten in your ear, oh, Brian, we're all hurt, and I don't know what we're going to do, and feel sorry for us because we're number two in the country, but we're not that good. You know the spiel.
Well, you know, we do talk quite a bit, and you know, I obviously every year brings new challenges because every team has to create its own identity. And that's, you know, what every coach is going through right now is trying to figure out what that identity is and does that match expectations and so forth. He has set the bar so high, it's incredible. You know, if you look at the last 10 years and what that program has done, as I said, maybe there's one, maybe two schools in the country that can even compare to that. And so I know, you know, he has been banged up, and what people don't understand sometimes with the injuries, well, you got so-and-so that will just take a spot. Well, that doesn't always work that way because now someone has to take that guy's spot, and injuries are sometimes underestimated the impact it has on teams and how guys have to get back into rhythm and so forth. But there's no doubt that he'll figure it out. There's no better guy at figuring out how to make his team play their very best, especially when it matters most, than Coach Izzo.
Coach, I was hoping to seeing Ohio State on your schedule this year. I'm looking at your schedule, and they're not there. Do you try to get games with the Buckeyes?
They're not. I mean, when it comes to scheduling, those games are hard to get, you know, and I don't blame them for, you know, we try to play every, you know.
They don't want to play you. Tell the truth.
No, I mean, you know what? If I was there, I wouldn't play us either. they have eight. The one thing that people always talk about scheduling, they only look at the non-conference schedule. So if you're a Big Ten coach, people forget about the 18 battles that you have to play in January and February. I mean, goodness gracious, that's, you know, two-thirds of your schedule is against, you know, Michigan State or Ohio State or Illinois or Purdue. You know, and so when it comes to scheduling, I never, ever question the philosophy that other schools have because, like Ohio State, their strength of schedule over the last 3 years, I think, has been in the 30s. They're doing a great job of scheduling, you know, 30 or below. And, you know, so we got a couple, we're able to start a couple series with some BCS schools in Ole Miss and Seton Hall, and we need to keep improving our program so we become a viable option for those schools to play us.
When looking at Coach Gregory's record last year, 25-12, 16-2 at home, conference record was 8-8. You look at those Xaviers in the program, but some of the teams you played, Cincinnati, Illinois, Ole Miss, North Carolina, you are one of the big boys now, coaches. You're playing the big boys.
Well, you know, we had a great run there at the end of the year. You know, again, you talk about injuries. We had a couple guys out during the conference year. Wasn't happy with how we played on a consistent basis in the league. And that's something that, you know, to be honest with you, Tone, we got to get better at. But we had a very mentally tough senior class and disappointed in not making the NCAA tournament last year after advancing the year before. And they kind of, you know, just put their will and heart together and had a great run. And if you look at a 10-day period, you win at Illinois, you win at Cincinnati, and then on a neutral court, you beat Ole Miss and North Carolina. You know, that's as good a 10 days as anybody can have, you know what I mean? And we were playing at a really high level at the end of the year. And to beat those teams and, you know, to kind of win that NIT championship with some of the stuff we went through was great for our program.
All right, Coach, we'll stay in touch. We follow the program very closely. Enjoy the fall. Let's play ball.
You got it, man. I appreciate it. Thanks, Tony.